A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coming to you from a studio in Mobile City, it's Buckle's new Game Corner Plus.
Hello, and welcome to this month's episode of Game Corner. I am your spooky host, Linian. I feel like this is October, so I should probably be leaning into this, but I didn't when I made the games, and it's only October 1st when this is airing, so who cares? I am joined by my interesting co-hosts. I promise you, these guys do know what they're talking about. I promise you at least one of them knows what they're talking about, and why don't we talk to the one aged as the trees, a Puckle history figure, truly a whale among men. How are you doing, Claude? How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
That is good to hear. And we've got a new little upstart, the newest member of the Viridian Guild that we're going to be dueling against, the aged and the elderly. Dr. Shamu, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here. I've just joined the community. I'm glad to finally be on the podcast.
Oh, that's a great impression. I love it.
Right?
Yeah. That's so me.
Either way, these introductions were accurate. Whoever
you're
doing them for. Yeah. You could have flipped them, would have been fine. Mm-hmm. You could have kept them the same. Mm-hmm. You could use both for one, both for the other, both for Thatch. It would have been fine.
Yeah, both for Thatch.
It's because, as you could tell by that amazing impression, Shamu actually just is Claude 9.
I would say this is, there's no proof, but, there.
No, the proof is in the pudding.
I've never seen you two in the same place.
The proof is in the eyewitness statements.
Claude was on stage when Shamu was locked in a closet. We can't be him.
Or can it?
Dun dun. We've got two terrible, terrible games to torture our competitors with. We're doing Dive again after this break, because we owe you that. We owe you proper Dive.
You're not going to get one, though?
Oh, no.
I am afraid. And we'll be opening with Fuchsia City Feud, and because it's been a couple of months, and I would do this anyway, we are going to kick it over to Mr. Rulesman, who will explain how that works now.
And now, Fuchsia City Feud. The players will be given a base stat and a Pokemon type. The players must guess the top five Pokemon of that type and stat combination. First place answers are worth 500 points, and fifth place answers are worth 100 points. If a player gives an answer that is not on the board, they earn one strike. After three strikes, they cannot score any more points, and their opponent may attempt one guess to score points remaining on the list. After the rounds are finished, the player with the most points wins.
Thank you, Mr. Rules Man. Our two competitors will go down the board, and it is time for me to reveal the categories. First, we have Steel HP. Next, we have Rock for Special Attack, Ice for Special Defense, Poison for Attack, Water for Speed, and Fighting Defense. So, Dr. Shamu, as the one with seniority among the two of you, which would you like to test yourself upon?
Ice Special Defense.
All right, Ice Special Defense. There are five answers on the board.
Okay. Cryogonal should be one.
That is for number two, 400 points.
Above that, something more than that.
Mm-hmm. One thing, in fact.
Yeah. Well, one becomes before two. Yes. 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 And if nothing, well, then no zero, of course. With the rough, no, that, take a shot in the dark real quick. Kyurem White.
Kyurem White is not on this list. That is your first strike.
Fair enough. All right. Just trying to make sure. I'm trying to think of, Regice.
There you go, with the top answer.
I feel dumb on that one.
I was like, anyone who listened to this after Battlecast is just beating their heads into a wall. So that is your top two with one strike. You've got three answers on the board.
Okay. Other ice types. Rotom Freeze or Fridge? Whatever it is.
Frost, I'm not going to make you like get that super dead perfect. That is number four with a base 107.
Okay. So that means there's something probably a bit above 100. Right now I'm just trying to go through my head of like the legends and stuff, and I'm just like basing on some of the others. Oh, Articuno.
Articuno with number three for 300 points with a base 125. The only thing left on the board is the fifth slot.
All right. Is that Mega Abomasnow?
That is correct with your last guess there. You cleaned that out. I am pleasantly surprised.
That 105, woo! I think.
Yeah, it is. It's base 105. I'm amazed that someone jumped for special defense with speed and both attacks on Froggy.
That was the one I felt the most confident on because of Cryogonal.
All right, Claude, which one do you want to go for?
I'm going to choose poison.
Poison attack.
All right, so I believe number one is Mega Beedrill.
That's an easy peasy lemon squeezy 5 points. Or 500 points, rather.
I got to think now. Because I believe it's a long jump down. Because it's so high.
I'm looking at the numbers here, and you are not incorrect.
I want to say that Toxicroak is in there. Remember that having a very high attack stat.
With 106, the second highest attack stat is Toxicroak.
Is it 106?
106, the second highest.
Okay, that means then Victory Bell should be there, because I know that's 105.
For 200 points, it is tied for third. Two other things.
It's tied for third? Oh, gosh. All right, so that means two other things have 105, then.
You have three strikes.
I have to just go through all the numbers of things in my head. Because I know it's not Drapion. I think that's, like, 95.
No, Drapion's got defense.
Yeah, Drapion's defense is higher. I don't think it's... Mega Venusaur doesn't even hit 100, I don't think. Poison attack? I don't think it's Scolipede. I'll say Scolipede, why not?
That is your first strike.
Okay.
I don't know where Scolipede fits in, but I know it's not there.
I think it's like 95, isn't that like, it's like equal to Drapion, because it's got high speed, high defense, and it's just a little mediocre attack.
What could it be? Oh, it's Muk and Alolan Muk.
That is correct, to clear out the board.
Gosh, how did I forget that?
I mean, easily.
Was Eternatus tied for a sec? I don't even remember what Eternatus actual, like, just Eternatus's generic attack is.
I think it's only like 90.
Is that 90?
I think, like, Eternatus G-Max might have been in the top five, because I think that's, like, 130 at the lowest.
Yeah, Eternamax is not on the thing. Okay, so Eternatus's attack is only 85. It's the fact that its special attack is 145.
There. Okay. I felt like at the Legend, it would have at least a decent attack stat. And when it went down to 106 for two, I'm like, that could be there.
I've never really looked at Eternatus's stats before. What is this creature?
Max HP.
Yep. It is
140 HP, 85 attack, 95 defense, 145 special attack, 130 speed. What?
Yeah.
And 95s in each defense. I hate that.
Fast and strong.
I hate that a lot. 690 base power. Not base power, base stat. BST. All right, Shammy Shamu. We've got Steel HP.
We're just gonna go with Steel
Rock
HP.
Special attack. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I won't even name the other
one. No, don't even worry about it.
Steel HP.
So I assume is Registeel on the board? That might be just short.
Registeel is not on the board.
Okay. That's strike.
Beginning with a strike.
Okay. Let's see. Other Steel Boys with big HP. I think Dialga being legendary might be on the board there.
Dialga is tied for third with two others.
Okay.
With a base 100.
Base 100. Okay. Is Silgaleo on the board?
Silgaleo is the top spot with 137.
Okay. And so, I believe that would mean Duskmane Necrozma might be there?
Duskmane Necrozma is not on the board.
Shoot.
Third place was tied down through with base 100.
Yeah. So third of the 100, the other two are below 100. Okay.
No. It's three ties for third place. So, you know, there's not a fourth and a fifth on this board.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot Raticate has like 80 HP. That was dumb.
It's so bulky, you kind of forget where it comes
honestly,
from.
Honestly, I just thought 100. I'm like, I looked at it recently. I'm like, I should have known that was just 80. Let's see. So it has to be 100 or above. Let's see.
Yes, there was. There was a slight mistake there. Because
I'm about to say, I don't think that's in the top 5 for HP steals.
What?
I could be wrong. I might be wrong. Never mind.
No, it's more one of the ones below it. The number that was put in was not correct on my answer key. So there's two things that are tied at 3, and then there is a fourth place there.
Okay, so there's something below 100, but not...
Yeah.
Are you sure about that? Because I can think of three things I don't think he said that are above 100.
You can DM them to me, and we can laugh at P. McGee's research.
Okay, I will do that.
Actually, Necrozma is tied with the one that was put at the base here. So I'm going to undo a strikety strike.
Oh, so that was tied for 4? Or I'm confused now, slightly.
Okay, you know what? Claude's right. This list is just bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. When you said 100, I'm like, there are several things over 100.
Yeah, no, one of those was already on the list, but two of them weren't. So you know what? I'm just going to change the stat here.
Oh, okay.
So, this is where
everyone
we blame
Shane McGee.
I'm gonna message him right now saying, how dare you give bad answers.
Because that's just not right, because, like, Melmetal should have been there. Melmetal wasn't on
my
list.
Wow,
Copperajah.
Yeah. Oh, wow, yeah. Those
was not on my list.
Those two are, like, up there already, which means that they're...
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I think Excadrill is over 100.
Excadrill was on the list, though.
Okay. I don't know the list, I just know that they're all...
So we're gonna swap this out. We're gonna say it's Fire.
Fire.
We're going to say it's fire. I've got it pulled up on Pokemon DB to me.
Okay.
And we're going to do HP. It's clean all the way down.
Okay. So, now I got to think about fire. Let's see.
So, we're going to forget that happened. P. McGee, don't you dare edit this out. Let them know your shame. I don't know who's going to be editing this, to be perfectly honest. All right. Fire HP, 3 strikes, everything's just magically reset.
Yeah, I'm trying to think now. Is Ho-Oh there?
Ho-Oh is number 4, with a base 106 for 200 points.
Okay. Might be wrong. Volcanion?
Volcanion is your first strike.
Okay. I think it's like right below 100 or at 100.
I actually don't know.
I think it got some more bulk, so it lost some HP. I think of how that spread went. I'm just trying to think of bulky fire types, and I'm just... Is Victini the base 100? It's either going to be at 30.
Victini is a strike.
Okay. So it's above 100. Should have went with that one first.
It is tied for 6th.
Yeah.
With of all things... Oh, wait, I shouldn't say that because that might be something you're suspecting. I'll say that after.
I'm just like spacing on stuff. I can't think of like anything right now.
You're going to feel real sad about one of them. That's all I'm going to say.
I'll probably feel sad about all of them. I'm just not thinking of, like, the fire types I'm thinking of are not at the... They're not...
HP sponge.
Yeah.
I will need an answer.
Embor?
Embor is number 3.
Okay.
For 300 points.
What are the other fire starters, just in case? no, not the monkey. Not Galar. I'm gonna throw Heatran on there. I don't think it's right, but it might be.
Heatran is not. It has a base 91.
And didn't think so.
3 strikes. Claude, you have the chance to steal some bonus points. What is your one guess?
The one thing that I know has over 100 HP is Darmanitan.
Darmanitan for 100 points on the steal. I'd say it's tied, but all three things at 105 are just Darmanitan, Galarian Zen Mode, and Zen Mode.
That's actually what I was thinking once you said Darmanitan. I'm like, oh, Galarian
so it's
Zen
all Darmanitan.
Yeah, like all of the Darmanitans are basically all at 105.
Yeah.
Yes. The other things on this list, the top answer was Entei.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, with 115.
Gosh. Yeah, it does have above 100. Yeah.
And with 110, second place, Colossal.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
It's got like, what, I think 80 special attack and everything else like above 100, except for speed.
Oh god.
So yeah, Claude, you did pick up 100 bonus points, and Shamu, you scored 500 points on that round. Claude, your options are rock for special attack,
ew,
water speed, and fighting defense.
I like fighting defense. I know one thing off the top of my head.
Okay, well, let's do it.
And that would be Cobalion.
At number three? For 300 points.
Okay.
We have Cobalion with 129.
Is the Zamazenta crowned shield form on that list? The bulky doggo.
Topping it off, we do have at the top of the list Zamazenta Shield, or Zamazenta Crown.
Okay, let me see what other legendary fighting types that have decent defense. What? Are there any legendary fighting types? Would, like, Mega Mewtwo X be on there?
Double checking, just in case.
Better to be safe than sorry.
It does have a base 100. That is not enough to crack this.
100's not enough. Okay. What about Buzzwole?
Buzzwole with 139 is number two.
Oh gosh. Okay, so that's 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
Between 129 and 100. What else could be up there?
A lot, actually.
I bet there are a lot up there that I cannot think about anymore. Oh, Komo, I know, is over 100.
Yes, Komo is number four with 125.
Oh gosh. Is Conkeldurr up there?
That is your second strike.
No. All right. What is high defense? What is high defense? What is high defense of fighting type?
High defense is not low defense.
I know.
The fighting type is really made up of fighters.
Then there's other things, though.
A lot of them just have so much attack. Like, you can think of, like, any... Oh, is Chestnut up there?
It is.
Because I was going through the starters, and I'm like, that's high attack, that's high attack, that's high... Wait.
Chestnut is a tough nut to crack, but Claude did get that on his last strike.
Where's Zamazenta on that list? Just plain Zamazenta. Because it threw like 100.
It's 115?
Damn it. Because that's what I would have guessed, to be honest.
Which is tied for 6th.
Yeah.
With Mega Heracross, as well as Scrafty.
So, I do want to point out, I got a message back from Pimagee. He's saying that he didn't do the defense.
Oh, no.
It was Snag.
That was HP.
That explains it.
Snag apparently has a program that's not updated for to include Gen 8 mons, which is why those were missed.
That's where all of those were. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Come on, Snag. PokemonDB.net/Pokedex/all. That's all you need.
Oh, gosh, that was tough.
That was Shamu.
So water speed was one of them, right?
Water speed or rock special attack?
We're going to go with water speed.
Oh, gosh.
Perfect. I was hoping you would.
I'll cry. It's fine.
Water speed.
I assume one of them is Greninja.
Could you be more specific?
So I have to say Greninja Ash.
Okay, Greninja Ash is number two with four for 400 points.
With
a base 132.
Okay, Greninja should be there too. Greninja's like 117, I think, or 127.
Greninja is number three with 122.
Okay. So something above 134? Is that what it was? So something high.
One above, not one above, but there is one Pokemon above 132.
Yeah. I'm just gonna say Starmie just so I can knock out a baseline if it's incorrect.
Number five, tied for it, is Starmie and Floatzel, both at 115.
I forgot Floatzel has high speed, and then it's trash after that.
So you have number four and number one remaining.
I think what the Megas are. I know they're Sharpedo, but I don't know if that's on there yet. Might be a little too low. Don't want to say that yet. I'm just trying to think of water types. I'm just like, all the ones I'm thinking of are like Swift Swimmers, and it's just like, oh, yeah, that's slow though, actually. Shoot. Is Inteleon on the list?
Inteleon is number four with base 120 for 200 points.
I joke and say it's a Scarf Dracofish, but I know it's obviously not correct.
I think this actually outspeeds Scarf Dracovish. Pull up the Showdown Calc. We can wait. No.
Oh my god. It really bugs. Cause I'm just like, I can't think of water legends. And I assume it's a legend.
You do have strikes.
I know. I'm just like, I just can't think of anything that even gets close to that. That's my issue. I can throw something out, but I know it's wrong.
I getcha.
I'll just throw out a strike. I assume, I'm going to say Keldeo. I don't, it's like 197 or like 107. Yeah.
It's not Keldeo, no.
I didn't think it was. I just want to try to throw an answer out to just get through something.
Keep the listeners.
Right? This is annoying me, because I can't even, like, nothing's coming to mind.
I have not done this before, but I think I can do a vague enough answer. Would you like to exchange a strike for a very opaque hint? I'm not gonna touch it then. That's your hint.
Like,
keep going.
I don't know. I'm just like, nothing.
Alright, I will give you it for exchange for strike, so you'll be on death or glory mode, alright?
That's fine by me.
In exchange for a strike, I will give you the following hint. It has swift swim, but it doesn't need it. But people still run it because the other option is bad. In OU.
What's the other option?
I don't even know.
Alright.
Compe.
Just throw out... Not Compe.
I can't think of, like, anything.
Claude.
Like,
would that...
What if we told you it was Gen 8?
Narrow it down quite a bit because I can... Barrascuda.
That's correct. I will give you half of the points.
Like, Swift Swim doesn't use it. I'm like, that doesn't help because I don't even know I forgot Barrascuda with a Pokemon.
That's fair.
The only water Pokemon I was thinking from Gen 8 was Drednaw and Urshifu. That was it. Nothing else exists. Not even Cramorant. Cramorant is a bird. Ain't no fish.
Cramorant isn't a water type. It's a flying type, so it can't be.
Yeah, it's TCG. It's colorless, so yeah.
God. All right, Claude, I mean, you've pretty much won.
Oh, gosh.
Gemma did not do badly by any stretch, but I'm pretty sure you've won here.
I am not looking forward
However,
to this.
However, I do want to hear you struggle through this. Rock special attack, Monfrere.
Oh, gosh. I really don't like rock special attack. All right. So we have Mega Diancie at number one. That's that. And
that is, yep. Totally correct.
The only other special attacker I can think of is Nihilego, and I hope that's on there.
At number two, Nihilego. So 160 to 127.
What? Oh, okay.
I knew this next one and the last one, but the middle one, I don't know why it's here.
And this is where I have no idea. All right, well, let's go through the generations. Not Golem. No. Not even Alolan Golem. Not Onix. What else is a rock type? No Geodude. Not Rhydon. Not Rhyperior. Fossil. Oh, Omastar. That could be up there.
Yes, Omastar is number three.
All right, okay.
For 300 points. Now you have the stupid answer, and then the other one.
All right, it's not Kabutops. Gen 2. Not Sudowoodo, not Corsola. I'll say Mega Tyranitar to see if it comes close.
That is your first strike.
Oh, no. Great.
What does Mega T-Tar have? Does it have 80, or does it have more than that?
I think it's like 95.
I don't actually know. It's base 95.
Dang it, okay. I was hoping it was going to be then. Dang it.
All right. Are there other rock types in Gen 2? No, doesn't matter. Oh, Aerodactyl I missed, but that's not even close. Okay, Gen 3. I don't think it's Relicanth. I don't think it's Armaldo. I don't think it's Cradilly. What other rock types are in this? Is there a rock psychic type I'm missing, maybe? I feel like there is a rock psychic type. What is the rock psychic type?
There are two, in fact.
There are two rock psychic types. I can't even think.
Not necessarily on this list, there just are two rock psychic types.
Okay.
They may or may not be.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think it's either of those in Gen 3, being Solrock and Lunatone, now that I think about it. Nope. Let's go. Gen 4. Is the dumb one like Probopass?
No, that is incorrect.
Great.
So you got two there.
All right.
You got one last strike.
It's not any of the fossils in Gen 4. All right, fossils Gen 5. I don't think it's Tortuga. I don't think it's Archaeops. Could be Aurorus, maybe, if I go Gen 6. I've used two strikes, gotta think this through now. Gen 6, anything else that stands out? Carpink? No. Gen 7, what do we get for rock types? Lycanroc? No, it's not any of those. Is it Minior with the shields down?
Well, I know that that's tied for fifth with Diancie. So even though this was not put
in... regular Diancie? I thought only had like 50, but I could be wrong.
Had 100.
100, alright.
Mm-hmm. It's 100. 50 HP, 100 attacks, 150 defenses, 50 speed.
Oh, wow. It's better than I thought it was.
Yeah. Shields, but Minior Core has 100 special attack as well as attack.
So
that is a valid answer.
All right.
So, you're just missing number four.
Dumb? Rock type with high special attack? I don't know. Is it Terrakion? Somehow?
No, that is incorrect.
Alright, I don't know.
Your last strike. Shamu, do you want to take a swing at it?
Do I want to go with? I think one of the... I want to go with one I want to be right, and I don't think it is. Lunatone?
It is not Lunatone.
Okay, Lunatone was 95 then. I thought it was 95 or 105. I'm like, you want to know what? I'm still going to go for it. Is Aurora's on the board, actually? Because that was the other one I thought of.
No.
Okay, then I have no idea what it would
be. No.
I thought about
it's Aurora. Archeops.
Oh, Archeops is 110. Yeah.
It's 112.
112?
What?
110's close enough. It's in the
Why?
It's in the teens. Because it's all offense and speed and special attack. Yeah.
Okay.
I was hoping Lunatone was the answer. That's why I went for it.
I want Lunatone to be the answer, too. With that, Claude, you have won our first game, so we will take your victory into the next round, where Shamu has a chance to even the game and force it into a tiebreaker with Dive. And we will have Mr. Rulesman explain the rules after this. Actually, it is this.
Welcome to Dive. In this game, players will choose from a list of categories to begin. Once the category is selected, each contestant will take turns naming something that belongs in that category. If they give an answer that is incorrect, or has been stated before, or cannot think of one within a minute, that player loses the round, and the other player gets a point.
And we are back. We have Dive, as it was meant to be played, by people who kind of know what they're talking about. We have many fun little categories here. I will go over them momentarily, and then Shamu, because you are behind, you will get the first choice.
Woo!
The categories we have today are non-water-type Pokemon that you can encounter while surfing, starter Pokemon, or their evolutionary lines, owned by traveling companions in the anime, Pokemon that have time-specific evolutions. Other things may be a factor, but time must be at least part of it. Monotype poison Pokemon, water-type specialists, and Pokemon with multiple forms that are purely cosmetic. For reference, that means no change in move pool, ability, stats, etc. So, Shamu, where do you want to begin? Oh, and starting towns and cities. I forgot to mention the meanest one.
Which topic?
Yeah, which topic do you want to do?
Let's do the companion starter type Pokemon, or starter lines.
All right. Starter Pokemon and their evolutionary lines owned by traveling companions in the anime. Shamu, you'll give us our first answer, and then Claude9 will have a minute to respond. If you run out the timer, say an answer that has already been said or give an incorrect answer, that is a point for the other person. If you both name all of the things, then it's just a tie. No one gets a point.
Okay. So it's just starter types that the companions have that Ash does not.
Not starter types. Starter Pokemon
yes.
Or their evolutionary lines.
Sorry.
Yeah. Ash can have one too. It's just that it has to be owned by a companion. So. All right. Shamu, when you give your answer, I will start the timer for Claude.
Scorbunny.
Alrighty.
Piplup.
Rabu.
Alrighty. Alright. So that is the Scorbunny line. Won't say no points. I won't, like, ax you, but from now on, just don't.
Oh, we're not. Oh,
give me another
we're
answer.
Not, I thought each evolution was separate. Not, oh, it's
yeah,
only the
yeah,
line.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can do
yes.
a different one.
So, yeah, you're just nailing. It's the same. Yeah.
Alright, want me to do a different one?
Yep, just give me a different
okay,
one.
Okay, Bulbasaur.
Alrighty.
Torchic.
Mudkip.
Alright. Easy enough.
And here is where I don't know anything else. What is it? I know it. What's his name? Chespin?
That is correct. Clement has a Chespin, Shamu.
Don't think it was said yet. Sobble?
That has not been said yet. That is correct. Go has a Sobble.
Yep, of course he does. I'm gonna say Charmander.
I'm not gonna give that one to you.
Why not?
Because the only thing is Kyaube has a Charizard, but he's only had it as a Charizard. None of his companions have had a Charmander at any point.
Okay.
So that is the first point for Shamu there.
Oh, I totally forgot about Alola. I could have easily said the Primarina line.
Once you have Kiawe, I'm like, oh, I thought of Primarina too. I was like, yeah. Oh, that with one.
Popplio with Lana is one. I'm surprised neither of you said Fennekin for Serena.
Oh, I totally forgot she existed.
I was going for some of the weird ones like Bulbasaur for May.
Yeah, that was good. She also had a Squirtle.
Did she? I forgot about the Squirtle. I think no one had a Squirtle, but I forgot. She ended with a Wartortle.
Yep, and Dawn had a Cyndaquil.
And an Eevee.
I would not have counted that.
Why? It's a starter.
I wouldn't have counted Go's Pikachu either, so no.
Okay.
So yeah, those are all of the examples that exist. So that is that category. 1 point for Shamu. Claude, which category do you want to do?
Monotype poison, please.
This one I expect to be a bit of a fight. So as soon as you give me your answer, I will start the timer for Shamu.
All right. Then we are going to start with Ekans.
Muk.
Arbok.
Grimer.
Nidoran male.
Weezing.
Coughing.
Nidorina.
Nidorino.
Poiple.
Naginadel.
That is incorrect. Naginadel is a...
Oh my god, I did that! Yes! Gosh. I'm thinking, like, I have some Viper here in the back, I have the whole Gulp and Swalot line, I have Garbodor, and I went with that. I fell for it. Oh my gosh.
I forgot what Nidoran you said. I was gonna go with the other one. I'm like, Poiple.
I am so sad now.
The other answers that were not said, beyond the ones that Claude listed, were Trubbish and Garbodor.
You mentioned Garbodor. Is Dunky poison, or is Dark at that point, or is it still just...
It is poison Dark, yeah.
I thought about that one, but I'm like, it's risky, I don't even want to say that. Like...
but that was not how that went. We had a trap card activated, and... All right, Shamu, it's your turn to really pull ahead. What category?
Starting towns.
Oh no. All right, when you say your answer, I will start the timer for Claude.
Pallet Town.
Little Root Town.
Ooh, I thought I knew it. I don't think that's right. Shoo. That's not good.
You have 45 seconds to panic.
Yeah, right? I'm gonna say New Elmwood. I know it's not right. I want to say New Elm, but I'm like, that's Professor Elm. I'm like, no. Oh, no.
No, that is incorrect, but you're so close.
I want to get the points, I have to get one right? Or do I just get it?
No, you just get the point, because okay. He made a mistake.
I messed up, yeah.
So isn't that Oldale Town?
It is Newbarktown.
Newbarktown, and I know there's Twin Leaf as well.
Oldale is Gen 3, like, second town.
That's it. But Twin Leaf was my other one. I think that's starting for Gen 4.
That is Gen 4.
Oh, after that I would have lost. Like, I would have said
anything. Nuvamatown and Espertia City in Gen 5. I knew neither of these when I... Because I do a dry run on my of these myself to, like, make sure they're not too terrible. Vonneville Town, I had no idea. Iki Town, I could remember. But Postwick, nope.
Yeah, because, like, I went and I'm like, okay, I'll get one. You either go Little Root or you go to the other. And if you don't, I have a Little Root. And then I might be able to trap you.
Let's say I knew Little Root, I knew Pallet, and I knew Twin Leaf, and I'm like,
I knew Pallet and the Little Root, and I thought, like, I think two of the Elmer knew something, and I just couldn't, yeah.
New Bark, gosh.
Oh, righty. I lost track of whose turn it is to pick.
It should be Claude's.
It should be mine.
Perfect.
Time-based evolutions.
There are more of these than I thought.
All right.
Any splits, each one is valid. Because we're talking, like...
The final form.
Evolutions.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking final forms. Okay. Just for clarity.
And, alright. Cool.
As soon as you give me an answer, I will start the timer for Shamu.
Rockruff.
Yeah, but I'm gonna call that as all three.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The Rockruff
line. But then, like, which one would that be?
Yeah, no, we'll just call that all three, because that one's itself weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glithcore.
Snom.
Weavile.
Mm-hmm.
Alolan Raticate.
Espeon.
Mm-hmm.
Umbreon.
Now I have to think. Time-based evolution. I believe Badoo is one of... No, it's not, but I said Badoo.
That's correct.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. Oh, it is daytime. Okay. I knew it was friendship.
Yeah. Yep, it's time and friendship.
Galarian line new into Obstagoon.
Yep.
Okay.
The remaining ones are dumb.
Yeah, I feel that's a thing. It has to be time-based. Yikes. I don't think I'm going to make this one. I'm just going to go for Happini, because I can't think of one.
That is correct.
Okay, cool.
I believe Alolan Marowak is only at night.
Yes, that is correct.
Shoot. Ninth level.
You have 30 seconds.
Yeah. I got nothing. I can't even, like...
You got 5 seconds to throw out a guess.
Like, Buniri? It's friendship, I'm still sure.
That is not correct. Yeah. The ones that you guys were missing...
I knew one more, I think it was Chingling.
Yes, Chingling is correct. So the ones that you guys were missing were Fomantis to Lurantis. Has to be during the day.
I thought of Grass type, I couldn't think of Fomantis, so I was thinking Lilligant and Whimsicott.
Young Goose to Gumshoes also has to be during the day. And then the two I didn't even know, Amara to Aurorus and Tyrant to Tyrantrum.
I was going
to
say Amorus.
Are those at night? Or are they both like, or is one day, one, day night? One night?
Yeah, Tyrantrum is day, Aurorus is night. I didn't know that they had that requisite at all.
I thought Aurorus, I'm like, I think that was night or something like that. And I just, like, I thought, oh no, it's just level. It's just like, oh, I'm a little annoyed by that one.
The other answer is Alcremie, because you get different forms.
Okay.
So that ties it up, actually. So, Shamu, which category do you want to run?
So we've got water type specialists, and what was the other?
We've got water type specialists, Pokemon with multiple forms that are purely cosmetic, and non-water-type Pokemon you can encounter while surfing.
Okay, that one I don't even know at all. I would have just, like, asked just to scoop at that one. I'm trying to think about the cosmetic forms, and I'm just... You want to know what? We'll do water-type specialists. I feel that one's more entertaining.
Perfect. It is a shallow pool.
Yeah.
But you couldn't hear the ba-dum very well, but there was...
Can you define a water type specialist?
A water type specialist would be any type, so like Elite Four, champion, gym leader, trial captain. Okay.
Any prominent character that just uses water types, I would say.
Yeah, and specifically is called out as using them.
Okay.
So, for instance, Archie would not count.
I see.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Alright, Shamu, when you give an answer, I will start the timer for Claude.
Go with generic Misty.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to Wallace.
Seabold.
Juan.
I hate you. I wanted the Juan. The one and only.
The one and only?
The one and only Lana.
That was the other one I was thinking of. Alright, water type. Crasher Wake.
Alrighty.
Oh. Okay, let me see what I'm thinking. I thought of one. Oh, God, what's his name? It's the one, God damn, I can't remember the exact name. It's like Marin or Malon or, no, the guy from Gen 5 and the Black and White 2, that gym leader. I can't remember the exact name. He's got Caracosta. Malon, oh my God, I just know it's an M.
You're so close.
I'm just like, Marion? No, Marion. I can't even think of the name.
You know, you so clearly know it, I will give it to you.
I know his name. He's got the dark skin.
Yeah.
I know his appearance. I just don't know his name.
It's Marlin.
Marlin.
You were so close. You said it.
I'm gonna say Nyssa.
Nyssa is correct. That leaves only one in
the
pool.
So, I'm gonna take a shot. Is it Cress?
Yes.
All right.
That means that it's...
Because that was the one I thought of, and I'm like, I don't want to go with that one, because I want... Just in case that was one that...
it doesn't count.
That or didn't, wasn't thought of.
Yeah, so yeah, that knocks it out. Fun fact, they forgot to put Marlin in this, but I knew who Shamu was talking about.
Maron, Malon, it was close enough.
You actually said his name at one point.
You did.
I said Marion. And I went...
And
no, before that, you said Marlin and then doubted yourself and then said no. And I was like, you got it. So now it's possible to tie.
Yay! Yay, tying. That's great.
So we got dive categories here.
Oh no.
We've got two of them.
Oh no.
Claude, you need to pick non-water type Pokemon that you can encounter while surfing, or Pokemon with purely cosmetic forms.
Can we, like, gentleman's agreement not to do the water non-water Pokemon while surfing?
I know one of them.
You have to do all of them.
I know
them,
none
the
of
thing.
Them. Like,
all right, then let's do the cosmetic ones for that.
Okay. Like, I can't think of anything for that other at all. All
right, so I will say for purely cosmetic, no other reasoning, the different hat Pikachus.
Okay.
I would give that to you.
Okay.
Normally I wouldn't, because they can't evolve, which distinguishes them from other Pikachu. But these ones don't have anything that distinguishes them between each other, so I'll give that to you.
Okay.
All right, Shamu.
Oh, creamy.
Easy enough.
The Minior Core colors.
That is false. They all are very different and special, but I'll let it slide.
Furfru.
Correct.
The spiky-eared Pichu.
Give me another answer, because I feel bad saying no, but it can't evolve and can't benefit from Eviolite. So it is mechanically different.
So? It is a cosmetic... it's a cosmetic variation of
that,
regular
Pichu.
It's not
purely cosmetic, so no.
Okay.
I will reset your timer, but I will have you give me another one, because that is on my do not allow list.
Purely cosmetic.
Most of the list is on the board.
Yeah, I believe that.
It's too empty.
Oh, purely cosmetic? Any shiny Pokemon?
No.
What?
You have 20 seconds.
That's another cosmetic difference. Fine.
So it's not a form.
It's not a form?
You have 10 seconds here.
Purely cosmetic. Keldeo and Keldeo Resolute. I don't know.
That is correct, Shamu. You got that as the buzzer went.
Oh, that's...
So I allow that.
Magearna Antique, whatever it's called. The second Magearna. The Antique.
Yep, that's... Yeah. That's an answer. Claude.
Dang it.
I'll be honest. I thought of two, and then after the others, like, oh, that's not gonna... Those aren't gonna work.
Because, like, here's where I would say, oh, there's a difference between, like, Ash, like, oh, sorry, Greninja with different abilities, because they're all the same, but they're not. Trying to think.
It's not cosmetic.
I know, it's not cosmetic. There's nothing that's really cosmetic.
You have 25 seconds
here. Oh, gosh, I'm going to use all of my time thinking about this. I would say Bastion, but it's not.
That is correct.
I got absolutely nothing for this.
You got wanna throw out an attempt?
An attempt? I don't have anything.
Would this root have counted?
Yes.
Okay, because that was what I thought of after that. It's like, okay.
Yep. So the Pokemon that are also on this list, unknown.
I forgot about unknown.
Yeah.
Based on that.
Shellos, Gastrodon,
oh my gosh,
Deerling, Sawsbuck,
mm-hmm.
Vivillon, Flabébé, Floette, Florges.
Okay.
And Xerneas.
Right, Xerneas had that weird...
I totally forgot about
that.
That
dumb
I will
little,
say,
I
thought of Spinda and, they plug like, in Christmas Arbok, tree? And I'm just like, oh, yeah, those technically aren't forms. So I was like...
Yes, that's
I had
that's
to throw
correct.
Those out. Like...
That is right.
I would also put Cherum on this list because its forms don't change. It's just whether or not its ability is active.
Yeah, I got it's fair.
But hey, none of that mattered. Shamu is now up by a point. Which means we're gonna end in a tie, because the only category we have left is non-water type Pokemon that you can encounter while surfing.
Great.
Oh my god.
So Shamu, I'm just gonna start the minute timer. See if one comes to mind. You got a minute.
I think it's technically an answer.
Okay.
Latios? I believe you can counter them running.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. So if we can do this, then we can say Latias.
Oh no.
That is correct.
No, I'm stuck.
Shamu.
Oh no. Oh, I don't know if they all can do that or not. Oh god. Cresselia? Is that even one that can be on the water? I have no idea.
Turns out there's a debate. As in, I do not have it in front of me to check, and I found different sources listing different things. I'm gonna give you the point.
Okay.
Because I personally seem to remember that having happened. But I find conflicting evidence when I was doing research to fact check this one, so I'll give you.
Let's see, who are the other roaming things? Zapdos.
Alright.
Articuno?
Moltres?
There are actual answers to this that aren't roaming Pokemon.
I know.
I don't know them. I can't think of them right now.
What was that, Claude?
I believe I said Moltres after he said Articuno.
Okay.
Thundurus? I don't know.
Thundurus can only appear on certain routes, and none of them do have water, so that one is...
Yay, it's over.
Not correct. Yeah, that's out. Which does tie it. I'll come up with a tiebreaker in a minute, but I do want to read the...
The Pokemon that you can actually find surfing, I believe, is one Stunfisk?
Yes.
Okay, that's the only one I really knew, and then my other guess was Grimer.
There are 14 other... Yes, that's also correct, in Celadon City.
Okay.
So there are 13 other answers. There's also Azurill, Muk, Zubat and Golbat,
yep.
Masquerain, Goomy and Sliggoo, Solrock and Lunatone, Hoppip and Koffing, Dratini and Dragonair.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten any of those.
What I'm going to do is a quick tiebreaker. And it's gonna be, I'm pulling up something to do it here. And I want it to be something that we can do pretty quick. So, Shamu, because you lost, you will get lost in the first round, you'll get the advantage here. So you'll be the first person to get it. I want you to give me, types that normal has not been paired with in the main games. There are only six. And if you tie this, I'm just gonna call it a draw. So, Shamu, when you give me the first one, I'll start the time.
Normal fire?
That is incorrect. Pyroar exists.
I forgot Pyroar.
I believe normal bug has not been done yet.
Yes, that is correct. The unused normal ones are normal ice, normal poison, normal bug, normal rock, normal ghost, and normal steel.
I thought normal ghost too, and I just went with normal fire because I forgot Pyroar. I wouldn't have won this anyways because... Claude won round one anyways, so...
I only knew two of them, and that was Steel and Ghost. Or Ghost and...
I would have gone to a very dumb minigame that I used to break it, where I pull out, like, an alternate translation of a Pokemon name. But we didn't get there. And that's fine. Claude, you are the winner today.
Okay. Whee!
But really, you got more than two deep in a dive category, so we're all winners today.
Oh, gosh.
I still twitch when I think of that weekend. So with that, I will congratulate Claude on a game well won, and I will congratulate Shamu on a game well fought. You guys did awesome.
Thank you.
You did. You did fine. If you would like more puckly goodness, there's the main feed you should be listening to. It's much better than this one. As well as other shows on Puckle Plus, such as Seth Vilo's Battlecast and Basket's TCG Cast, where you can learn about the newest creations in both the physical card and digital video games. You can also, if you want to support us, check us out on Patreon. There's all sorts of cool rewards, as well as on social media. We also have a t-shirt store and stuff, but like, meh. If you want to check us out, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. Claude9 hosts our Battles of the Episode Team Week every week with P. McGee, and they're fantastic. And P. McGee is at least as good at dealing battles online as he is at researching for this show. So, you know, it's got to be good. With that, I think I'm done shilling, so you should just leave us a review or something.
Or something.
Something. I hope you all have a wonderful week, and I have been Linian.
I've been Shamu.
And I've been Claude Nye.
And here, in the Prism Star Tower thing, I don't know where we record, it's closing time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
Kyler Tsinis. I'm Kyler Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.